boss keeps pushing and American workers keep pouring it on.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning to you. I'm Bob Moon in for Jeremy Hobson. Welcome to the Morning Open, our look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Investors can take heart in a batch of hopeful economic numbers this morning. The latest reading on how productive the workforce has been shows we're still willing to row harder, building on many months of impressive productivity at the end of last year. And there's even a hint that the boss might be using some of those gains to cut some slack and hire new workers. Jobless claims dropped by another 20,000 in the most recent reporting week. So given all that, where's Wall Street? Being productive. Appropriately enough, the Dow has jumped 160 points, 1.33%. The NASDAQ is ahead by the same percentage. The S&P 500 has added almost 1.5%. For some analysis of the latest news on the labor front, let's turn to Diane Swonk, chief economist at Mesirow Financial. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
First, the drop in jobless claims. The question we keep asking, is that number enough to get employment back on track?
Well, it's certainly a start, and it's about the best we can hope for in this economy. We're finally getting back down to the levels of jobless claims that we saw in July of 2008, which is before Lehman failed, but still an economy that was in a recession. The good news is I do think we're going to see job gains in the month of February. We have seen a lot of momentum, but, you know, even if we get 250,000 jobs, we should be seeing 800,000 jobs to make up the kind of losses that we lost during the recession. We'll still be in the hole by the end of this year.
And what about that productivity number? I've got to ask, how much more can American workers keep improving their productivity? There's got to be a finite limit to how hard those who do have a job can keep working, right?
Well, actually, what we're seeing is many firms, not only are those who are working scared and not taking vacations like they once did, or even elective surgeries, I might add, because they're worried about their own jobs, but we're also seeing many firms invest aggressively in technology to further leverage the labor force they have. So even as we're adding workers, we may see productivity slow down a bit, but remain at very elevated levels as they continue to reinvest in technology and try to get their biggest bang for the dollar out of every worker they've got.
Diane Swonk at Mesirow Financial, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Global food prices have gone up for the eighth month in a row, according to a United Nations food index. The report proves that record high for basic food prices may be just as responsible for the unrest in the Middle East as politics are. From London, here's the BBC's John Brithney.
The United Nations checks the prices of staple foods every month. During February, this so-called food basket rose by 2.2%, driven by rising dairy, grain and meat costs. Rising costs have helped fuel protests in Tunisia, Egypt and other countries in the Middle East. It all puts more pressure on governments to act on bringing down prices. Alex Evans is a food expert from the London think tank Chatham House.
What you have is growing competition for land, growing water scarcity, and a sense that the crop yield growth of the last few decades is starting to run out of steam.
The UN's also warned that rising oil prices could make this bad situation even worse. But it's not all bad news. Rice, a staple food for half the world, hasn't gone up in price so much, something the UN says it's very thankful for. In London, I'm the BBC's John Bithrie for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering sleeping money alerts to notify customers when their money could be doing more. Learn more at allybank.com. And by Microsoft, providing comprehensive business solutions for the cloud. You can learn more at microsoft.com/cloud.
Secretary of State Clinton says the U.S. is exploring new strategies to fight pirates from Somalia. They've become a growing threat to sea traffic in the region. And Clinton told lawmakers this week she's fed up with it. For some background on the problem, we call upon Bronwyn Bruton. She's a fellow with the One Earth Foundation and joins us from our D.C. studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
So I'm hearing that 2011 is going to be a banner year for pirates. Why is that?
The pirates have a great operating model. They have a system where they use motherships to go very far out into the ocean. And there are only about 35 ships on the water right now that are attempting to deal with these pirates. So it's an open hunting ground for them. And because of that, it looks like they're going to increase the number of hijackings from last year.
Now, how far out is this spreading now with this mothership idea? And is there any way to rope that back in?
They're going as far east as India and as far south as Madagascar. If an attack takes place, you know, 4 or 5 days away from where one of these naval vessels is, there's no way for them to respond in time. The ships make it back to Somalia, and once they're there, they're virtually unobtainable.
Now, if you read very much about this, you hear about the finance arms and operations managers of these pirating organizations. It sounds like they have business plans and investors. Is there a parallel to how legit businesses are run?
There is. Pirates are extremely well organized. For a long time, there was actually rumors that there was a stock market where if you were a widow whose husband had left a gun, you could go and invest it in a pirate operation and get a return on your weapon. There are concerns that these pirates are launching attacks based on intelligence provided by shipping industry officials, for example. There are concerns that the pirates are getting income from businessmen in the Middle East, international investors.
Is this only going to get worse?
I fear it probably will get worse before it gets better. In the last year, there's been an extremely alarming trend, a stark increase in the level of violence. Unfortunately, I think you can really tie this to some very successful efforts by the shipping industry to prevent pirate attacks. It's getting harder and harder for the pirates to get on the ships. And as their frustration increases, the level of violence is going up very, very rapidly as well.
Bronwyn Bruton is a fellow with the One Earth Foundation. Thanks for your insights this morning.
Thank you.
And finally, you know, heroes sure have changed from when I grew up. Oh, you can still find G.I. Joe at the toy store, but now there's a company marketing a new line of action figures. And look who they've chosen to model their foot-tall characters after, the stars of TV ads that pitch body wash, insurance, and beer. Apparently, these are the most manly men that Connecticut-based hero builders could come up with. The Old Spice guy, the mayhem guy who gets beat up in the Allstate commercials, and the most interesting man in the world from the Dos Equis spots. Maybe, just maybe, they should have listened to this advice from that last guy.
Find out what it is in life that you don't do well, and then don't do that thing.
It's no joke, by the way. These new action figures are supposed to retail between $50 and $60. What do you think? You can take a look at them on our website, marketplace.org. I'm Bob Moon in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
In Russia, doctors have found a way to stop people from drinking. It's called pain.
Of course, the doctor is not going to kill his patient, but the person will feel very bad, extremely bad.
I'm Kai Rizdal, the Russian torpedo, next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.